And a very good evening to you. This is the 5:30 edition of The Latest for today, Sunday, the 4th day of August, 2024. I am Greg Stanceely. Details coming your way in seconds. A 20-year-old man has been fatally shot at Cutting Road, Haggett Hall, St. Michael. The deceased has been identified by a close family member as Amar O'Brien Douglas of Dash Valley, St. George. Police say a group of men was liming at a block area known as Camp Survival, located near Cutting Road. Around 1 p.m., a motor car approached and two men got out of the vehicle and opened fire, causing the crowd to scatter. The now deceased was hit and fell to the ground. He was transported by a private motor vehicle to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he was pronounced dead by medical officials. A flash flood watch remains in effect for Barbados. Meteorologist Andrew Daniel says there is a possibility of flooding.
Possible impacts. There is a medium possibility of significant flooding, which may result in possible moderate to significant water settlements on roads and fields at the foot of hills and coastal roads, adjustments to water levels of existing water bodies, ponds, etc., and delays on traffic routes, with some roads becoming impassable. Unstable conditions ahead of an approaching tropical wave are currently affecting the island, and rainfall totals of up to 20 millimeters have already occurred this morning across the island. Occasional showers are expected to continue this afternoon and into tonight, with a further 25 to 50 millimeters in moderate to heavy showers possible.
That's meteorologist Andrew Daniel. Four-day morning Juve bands are reporting a successful staging of this year's events. Bridgetown was transformed into a party early Saturday morning as revelers from 29 registered bands took over the streets of the nation's capital, which began at Queen's Park and made its way down to the mighty Griner Highway. Starcom Network News spoke with band leader of Adinkra the Band, Ryan Leacock, who said they had a blast.
We had an absolute blast on the road. The experience, I think, was flawless for the feedback we've been getting from our patrons. We definitely had a great time. We thought the route was heavily lit in some previously dark areas, so kudos to NCF on that one. But yeah, the lead-up, however, had been slow somewhat, I would say, last month, but within the last 2 weeks, we thought patrons really bought and started buying into the festival and jumps, and we saw a really quick update in our numbers.
That's band leader of Adinkra the Band, Ryan Leacock. Some tent managers are reporting a relatively good Picardy Crop finals, despite some challenges which affected the smooth running of the show. While hailing Kid Sight on his rebound after a technical problem interrupted his performance early in the competition, manager of Shining Stars Calypso Tent, Julie Seeley, tells Starcom Network News three-time champion AC deserved the victory.
I think it was a good showing. Yes, initially there were, you know, we started late. There were some technical difficulties and stuff like that. And my Lone Ranger in the finals Kid Sight, you know, he suffered a little bit from it, but his comeback was fantastic. In my opinion, I think he led the first half, you know, but the second half would have been tight because we had some great songs in the second half. But overall, I think the winner deserved to win. That's the truth. And I must say this, that Kid Sight played in sixth position where other persons had three and nine persons in a final. You know, Kid Sight was still able to come out on top for some of those nine persons.
That's manager of Shining Stars Calypso Tent, Julie Seeley. Meantime, former Calypso monarch iWeb was not pleased with the setup of the venue.
I didn't like the venue. The venue, it was a little tough. You know what I mean? The mud, then where the ramps were, and those kinds of things. I prefer the setup that they had last year, as far as, I guess, infrastructure is concerned.
That's former Calypso monarch iWeb. And finally, it was a slow start to the annual Bridgetown Market, despite major changes of the format to this year's event. Vendors took the usual spots along the mighty Griner Highway yesterday with the hope of getting sales from the anticipated crowd. Speaking with journalists at the event, the NCF's Chief Cultural Officer, Andrea Wells, promised a postmortem of the exercise would be conducted.
Well, so far, I think it's still early days yet. Everybody, I think, will do a full postmortem, and that will give me their full feedback after Grand Kaduma, which is the last big day. As you know, the market has seen some changes this year. We're trying to, I think, lighten the load environmentally on this stretch because we've had some issues with flooding when heavy rains have fallen and excessive dust in some cases. But we did hear the concerns of vendors who, for whom this is a big event, if not their biggest event and sales opportunity in the festival. So though we've modified, while the main focus is on the food and entertainment, we have a number of vendors who are servicing persons who still look out for this event as one of the capping events for the anniversary celebrations of Crop Over.
That's the NCF's Chief Cultural Officer, Andrea Wells. That's the latest from Starcom Network News, the 5:30 edition. For today, Sunday, the 4th day of August 2024. You can listen out tomorrow morning for another edition of the latest from the Starcom Network News Desk. And remember, Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Gredston Seeley.